Okay. And so here's the lineup. Harishon Barosh Uverego. So, I'm sorry. So the first Kohen, okay? In other words, now each Kohen is going to, now each Kohen has two hands. Right? You're with me. And each Kohen is going to be holding a limb in his right hand and a limb in his left hand. So the first Kohen is going to be holding the head in his right hand, Uverego, and he's going to be holding one of the back legs in his other hand. Harosh b'yimino v'chotmo kapizrawo. So the head is going to be in his right hand, and the nostril of the animal is going to be towards his arm, so kind of like cradled in his arm. And karnav bin etzbosav, and the horns of the animal are going to be between his fingers. I don't have a good visual of this. Okay, so and base shchitaso melamalan. And the base of shechita is going to be exposed. Now, because the base of shechita is going to be exposed, and that's kind of gruesome, so remember we had the shmir of fat that we placed right over the top of the base of shechita, and that's exactly what the Mishnah describes. Now, the right leg, the right back leg of the animal is now going to be held in the left hand of the Kohen. Skin up. Okay. Now, when we say skin up, by the way, the skin has been peeled off, so... Right. So correct. Aron lechutz. Hasheni b'shtei yadayim. Hasheni. Now we're up to the second coin. So b'shtei yadayim shal yamin b'yamin of a shal small b'smala. So he's going to be holding to two front legs, right in the right hand and left in the left hand. That'll be easy for him to remember. Well, based aron lechutz and again skin up. Hashlishi. Now the third coin. So be'oketz. So he gets to hold the tail. Uveregel. And the left back leg. Ha'okitz b'yamin avalya medudeles bein etzbosav. So the rump of the animal is going to be held in his right with the tail hanging between his fingers. The etzba kaveit ushtei klayis nimo, together with the other lobe of the liver and the two kidneys, which were together with the rump. And ha'regel shol smol b'smolo, and the left back leg is going to be in his left hand, based on l'chusin against kinam. Ha'revi. Okay, I'll say it. Clean up hitter. So Harevi bechaza uvegera, and he's going to be holding now the chest of the animal and the gera in the neck of the animal. Achaza biyamino, the chest is going to be in his right. Vagera b'smalo, and the neck's going to be in his left. Utzalasov shall bein shnei etzbosav, and the ribs. Remember, because there are two ribs that are left with the neck, and the ribs are going to be between his two fingers. Hachamishi.
Which two fingers?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Wait, so it's so detailed.
How? Yeah,
it's so detailed.
It's unbelievable. The detail is unbelievable. Hachamish b'shtei defanos. Now the fifth one is holding the both sides, the flanken. It is a lamb, by the way. So it's not, you know, we're not talking about. But I agree, though. This is he sounds like he's got the most strenuous job. Mm-hmm. So the right is going to be in his right, and the left is going to be his left. And again, skin up. Hashishi bikirbaim hanosunim bebazech ukraim al gabehem milamala. So he's going to have the intestines, but as I mentioned earlier, he's going to be holding them in a bowl, and he's also going to have the feet on top of it. So for all you Europeans out there. So it is kishke and pacha in a bowl. I know. Okay. Hazayin, we're now seventh in the lineup. Bisola, so he gets to take the flour that obviously is in the stachim that come together with the karban. Hashmini, so the eighth is bechavitin. He gets to take up the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol minchas chavitin, which is offered twice a day. It's prepared and then divided in half. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now the Kohen Gadol does not take it up himself. It is a mincha on behalf of the Kohen Gadol. If he'd like, he could bring it up himself. But remember, if he'd like, he could do anything he wants.
Did he prepare it himself?
No, I don't think so. So, hashmini bechavitin, hachia b'yayin, and the ninth in the lineup, is going to be bringing up the wine. Now, it was brought up in stages, meaning, as we'll discuss in greater detail, but right now we get like a little bit of Mishnah that describes it, is that they would bring it up the ramp and leave it and deposit it on the ramp. on the lower portion of the ramp. Remember your Mishnayos in Shkalim, where the positioning of the limbs on the ramp would indicate what kind of carbon it is. So here, if it is, if you see it on the southern portion of the ramp, ramp is the 30 amma ramp going up the Mizbeach. It's more than 30 ammas. What did we say? It's like something like 32? 31. So anyway, so it's a ramp going up the Mizbeach. So if you find on the lower half of the ramp, on the western side, so you know it's the carbon tamid. Omalchum, they would salt it. In other words, after putting the pieces down on the ramp, they would salt it. And now there's this is now we're in intermission. Now what do you do during intermission? So they run over to the Lishkas Agazis and they would read Shema in excuse me. In the Lishkas Agazis.
These
cases
were on a keli or some sort? Were they in a keli of some sort or was it just directly on the floor of the
on the floor. Service? On the floor. Okay.
Did they not go in front of the Heichel because they had blood all over them?
Huh?
Did they not go in front of the Heichel to say Shema because they had blood over
them? So right, why did they go to Lishkas Agazis? So first of all, it's an interesting rush. The rush writes over here. Why are we pausing now? Right? Just a basic question. What's with the intermission? So obviously they're going to go daven. But why specifically now? So the rush writes, it's one line of rush, not even, half a line. Ola hespalel ritzei kodem haktara. Meaning they want the carbon to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just a simple act of bringing a carbon, but it's a petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he accept the carbon. And so therefore now, immediately prior to the offering of the carbon, so a davening is going to be done, a little bit of supplication. We'll talk more about the davening later on.
This is evidence that even when they're doing Hamikdash, they still daven.
Correct, right, correct. And they had some form of davening. So he has a great discussion. I did get, by the way, his notes. So he has a great discussion. Why did they go into the Lishkas Agazis? So that's where the learning was taking place. And he talks about over there, it's a great discussion. He talks about the value of davening in a Makom Torah, in the base medrash. Right, not just simply davening, but davening where Torah is being learned. He says there's a tremendous value to that. Okay, Tana, we learned in a Bryce. Let's just cover a little bit of Gemara. Let's just get up to the two dots so that tomorrow we can go right into the Agadata. Yad v'regel kadik ha'akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Okay, so it's the Akeda is leg and hand. Now, again, it could go either way, meaning like the Rosh, they're bound together, or like the Rambam, they were held together, but foot and leg, just like Yitzchak Avinu, by the Akeda. Lo yikoftin es atlam, my time, and now they wouldn't tie it up. Now, the reason being, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Charam HaMishum, B'Zayin Kachim, V'Charam HaMishum, D'Mahachi, B'Chukei HaAmim. So, one explanation is because it's B'Zayin Kachim, it's just degrading. Now, what exactly is degrading about being tied up? Meaning, it's an animal. Right? Isn't that normally what animals do? So, the Rosh writes over here, Shekein derech no say to lime limkor. Because when you sell it in the marketplace, so that's how it's normally presented as being tied up. We don't want the appearance of this being just simply a business transaction. And so therefore that's why we don't tie it up. And the other reason is because chukei ha'amim. That's how the Goyim do it. Now my bainayuka bainau dekafte b'shirai inam b'hutza de dahava. Now there's an afkamina, meaning if whichever reason you go with, what if you tie it up with silk or with gold? So therefore, there's no longer a bizayon, but it still may be the way the Goyim do it. Tanan Hasam, and let's just quickly run through the tables. Shalosh Esrei Shacharis Yehu BeMikdash. There were 13 tables in total in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmonos Shashayish BeBeis HaMitbechaim. So there were 8 tables in the Beis HaMitbechaim. Those are the 8 tables on the north end of the Azara, where we did all of our cleaning, which we described earlier this morning. Shalei Medichin Esekir Bayim. Beis BeMarava Shal Keves. Now there are 2 tables to the west of the ramp. Echo Shashash ve'echo Shal Kesef. One was made up of marble and the other one was made up of silver. Al Shashash notes in Esei Avarin ve'al Shal Kesef Kli Shares. Now on the marble one we put the limbs and on the silver one we put the Kli Shares. Uva Ulam. Now as you enter into the Beis HaMikdash there is a foyer, a large foyer. So shnayim mibifnim. There are two tables over there. Al pesach habayis echad shal kesef echad shal zav. One of silver and the other of gold. Al shal kesef notzim lechem apanim bechnisa. So the silver is where we would place the lechem apanim when going into the heichal, and it would also have a layover, a little stopover in the ulam, placed on the silver table. The al shal zav biyitziyah. So and when it would come out, it would be placed on the gold table coming out. Shemalim bekodesh v'lo maridin, says the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Midos, which we're going to see together in just a week, a short week from now. We go up in Kedusha, you do not go down in Kedusha. So therefore, gold has more value than silver. Ve'echesh olzav mibifneim. And finally, one last table to describe, and that's of course the Shulchan, the table in the base of the Mikdash. Alav lechem apanim tamid. Good. That is the Mishnah and Midos, and we're all going to go through one question answer sequence of the Gemara. Michti. Why marble table? Why not make a silver table? Right. This is the base of Mikdash. We don't cut any corners in the base of Mikdash. Answers the Gemara. Now after the Zahav, Amar Rav Chinna, b'shem Rabbi Asif, Rabbi Asif, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak Mimneshu Marsiach. Because metal is a fantastic conductor of heat, and if you take animal parts and you put them on metal, and the metal is extremely hot, so therefore it's going to spoil the meat, and we do not want to do that. Now, we could rely on a miracle, we'd prefer not to. So therefore, these tables where the animals are going to be placed on are made up of marble, and not of silver, and not of gold. Okay, Adkan, we stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up at the two dots.